We're going to bring in Mary Beth Knapp with the Humane Society of York County. She has a look at our pets of the week. And good morning to you, Mary Beth.
Good morning and happy St. Patty's Day.
Good morning.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know about you folks, but I think the pollen's starting to come out because I have a frog in my throat.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh.
I'm like, where did that come from? Oh. Go away. But I'd rather have the warmth. So there you go.
That's right. Well, when we have temperatures that are usually in the 20s and 30s, and then 3 days later we've got temperatures in the 70s, that's going to happen.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Mm. Well, there you have it. It's the South, I guess. I don't know. This is a special spring for some reason, or almost spring, right?
If we start doing a pollen report, Mary Beth, we're going to employ you, okay?
Oh, goodness gracious. I don't know if I'll be able to talk. It's just stuck in my nose. Anyway, we have, oh, my goodness, the cute batoots to talk about today. Did you see the pictures?
Yes.
I say that every time because, my God, their pictures speak volumes.
Mm.
Hurley is this handsome roly-poly feline of the week. Oh, my goodness. And I say it all the time. They have their stories, right? And Hurley has his. He came from animal control where he was involved in a hoarding situation. So he was obviously found in with many, many animals. But he doesn't show the normal signs, which is so interesting. He's portly, which is not normal. He's handsome and apparently well taken care of. So just just the strangest thing. He is super handsome. He gets along, obviously, well with other feline friends since he was with many. And we're estimating his age to be 1 year and 6 months old. Like all of our pets, of course, he's neutered, vaccinated, tested, and microchipped. And he is just looking for the right home where he can get the love lavished on him. He is a talkative sweet boy, so he likes to chat. And he just, oh my gosh, he loves attention. He likes to look in your eyes, and he gives you this cutest meow. What more could a furry companion be, right? So hopefully this just melts someone's heart. If so, call us. His name's Hurley, and you can call us at 803-802-0902. Then we've got the dog of the week, and oh my God, this face. Goodness gracious.
Cute.
This handsome boy is Pancho. And Pancho came to the Humane Society as a stray. Unfortunately, no one showed up for him in our stray hold. But in the short time we've gotten to know him, he has proven to be an awesome pooch. So look into those sweet eyes. Oh, my God. He just flows with unconditional love. We estimate Pancho to be a Roddy mix. And he's got the Roddy head, but a different body. he is so interesting looking. He's this tall, slender, retriever-looking body with a Roddy head on top. He's just an interesting-looking boy. So, again, he's a one-year-old. He's a kid himself. He wants to play. He wants to have fun. He's fairly new to the rescue life. And he's just, oh, he's awesome. I can't say enough about this boy. He's in search of his forever home where he's allowed to have fun, play hard, and enjoy snuggles with his humans. He is neutered, tested, vaccinated, and microchipped like all of our babies, and he is super ready to join your family. So he'd love to take a training class. He just wants to please so badly, which is a great part of being in training. So if you'd love to do that with Pancho by your side, please call us. We'd love to talk to you about him more, 803-802-0902. And then, of course, it's St. Patty's Day, so there's still time for you to give a little luck to a rescue pup. You can go in and click on our link and donate $10 or more and help us reach our goal. Of course, all the money goes to help our rescues in need. And then, oh my goodness, mama kittens are starting to come in. And you know that means kitten season starting. So, oh my goodness, if you considered it fostering, please sign up today. We are going to need you like there's never been a need before. And then, of course, if you're looking for a fur love of your life, consider adopting. There's no better thing than rescuing a pup. They make us better people, or rescuing a kitten. Oh, my goodness. I can't say enough of that. They really make us better human beings. And then if you're wondering how to help, consider giving financially or giving your gently used items to our thrift shop. You can give needed items like bleach, laundry detergent, clay cat litter, and dog treats. The both hard and soft. We go through them so quickly. And, of course, give up your time. Rescue, you can do it at the rescue by volunteering. You can do it at the thrift shop, fostering again, like I mentioned, and then off-site, if you're one of those people who can't be around the pets because you want every single one of them, that is okay, because you can turn that around and do a supply or donation drive, and that helps us beyond measures. And then, of course, like us on Facebook, because all these babies speak so much better than we do. And remember, shopping is therapeutic. Do it at the Pawsability Thrift Shop or online on our eBay page. And our best news ever, our success story from January 1 to today, March 17th, we have placed 39 dogs and 127 cats. Whoop, whoop. And I can't even say that enough. That is such exciting news. All this is available at our website, humanesocietyofyorkcounty.org.
Those are great numbers, Mary Beth, and awesome. we love that we started this trend last year, updating it, and look forward to that. After I see the cute pictures, then we go down to the bottom of the page and see our success stories. Mary Beth, I do have a quick question. With the strays that come in, they're obviously not microchipped, because if they were, you're able to scan it and then relocate the animal with the owners, correct?
That's correct. Okay. That is correct. And sometimes they are microchipped, but they haven't been updated. And so we can go to the original source and try to hunt them down, but sometimes we just can't. And so we post them on our Facebook page, and we inform animal control. So if people are looking for their pets, we want them, you know, the best solution is to have them back home with their families. So we try very hard to place them back in their homes, but sometimes that just doesn't happen because someone didn't update the microchip, or there's just no number that's valid, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, I figured that was the case. I just wanted to make sure, because I know often we have a lot of strays.
And yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's how we help animal control. You know, we are, because we have a facility, we do take strays in, and we go through the legal process of holding them for 5 business days and that sort of thing. But that's how it helps animal control, because they don't go to animal control. We take them in lieu of going into animal control, and that helps them greatly, because they are, oh my gosh, every one of them are overbooked. They don't know what to do with the numbers they have. So we try very hard to support that in either pulling them or in taking in the strays that come in our door.
And we have just about one more minute left. And how do you update your microchip?
You update them. Well, we do when you adopt, we do automatically. But folks can go wherever their microchip is online, you know, whether it's a certain brand, you can go online and update automatically. Just put your information in there and get it done, because you want it to be accurate. Anyone can scan a microchip. A veterinarian, we can scan animal control. So it's the fastest way to find your pet if, unfortunately, they get lost.
Okay, perfect. As always, Mary Beth, a wealth of information. Not only are you smart, you've got a heart of gold, because you love these fur babies, you and all the other human volunteers, and we appreciate it so much.
Oh, thank you so much. We really need your help, so thank you so much for what you do to help us find the bright hope people for our babies.
You got it. Have
a
good one.
Thank you, Mary Beth.
You do a great week. Take care. Bye-bye.